Petraeus' statement in a few days was predictable 2 years ago when he endorsed, de facto, endorsed George Bush in the 2004 election, was a three-star general. He was bucking for the four-star, and he now got the four-star, and he's in command. And he's and of course, they're just cooking the books on intelligence. They're cooking the facts, but those facts are apparent. All of the objective studies about what's going on in Iraq show failure. And so when our military people stand before the American people and tell us, oh, we think it's working a little bit, just give us a little more time, these are lies. And women and children are dying every single day, and they're dying in vain. The sooner we pull back our troops, the sooner we can get to a negotiated settlement. And for us to say that it's going to be a bloodbath, here, Iran doesn't want any more of a bloodbath than we want. Saudi Arabia doesn't want a bloodbath, nor does Syria want a bloodbath. But for us to demean these people and think that they're a bunch of savages and we're the only ones that know what's right, when the people of Iraq, 80% say, get out of our country. Who are we to say that we should stay there to protect these people? Are they that stupid? They're all children, three-year-olds, two-year-olds, that they don't know what's in their interest. They know what's in their interest, and they are prepared to realize that interest the sooner we can get out.
In the new edition of the New Yorker magazine, out today, writer George Packer, the author of one of the best books on the failures of the Bush administration in Iraq, The Assassin's Gate, writes that whenever the country decides that a majority of troops should be pulled out of Iraq, complete disengagement will be neither desirable nor possible. But Democratic presidential contender Mike Gravel downplays suggestions that an escalation of the civil war in Iraq will let loose if the U.S. pulls out. Gravel, who led a one-man filibuster in the Senate in 1971 against legislation renewing the military draft, says the war has been a mistake from the get-go, and the U.S. must allow Iraqis to rebuild their war-scarred nation.
First off, it can't be any worse than what it is right now, and we created it. And so it sounds reasonable. Oh, bad things are going to happen if we get out. Well, good things could happen. You know, it could either get better, stay the same, or get worse. Okay. So let's look at the last time we had this same argument made by military people, just like Petraeus. His name is General Westmoreland. And they lie to us as they would give us the facts, and the facts were wrong. And so what happened? They told us the dominoes are going to fall. Southeast Asia is going to go communist. Well, here, we got out, and today we treat Vietnam as most favored nation and status. You can go there and you can buy ice cream at Baskin Robbins or Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, why did all those people die? They're still a communist country, but they're now becoming a communist capitalist country, a market economy. So why did they die? They died in vain. That's the truth of the matter. And the sooner we Americans would own up to it that we made this colossal mistake there, we might not have made the colossal mistake in Iraq. The answer in Iraq is to realize that our presence there is the problem in Iraq. And the sooner we pull back, and the military don't want to pull back, I want to tell you, I recommend that anybody who hears my voice go out and read the book Fiasco by a reporter at the Washington Post.
Thomas
and
Ricks.
I'll give you how bad the military acted in Iraq. Oh, we know Rumsfeld. We know Bush. We know these turkeys did a terrible job and Bremer with their incompetence. But read about the incompetence of the American military. And now these are the people that are coming back to us with all their ribbons and standing there like they're authorities and are telling us, oh, things are improving. Just give us a little more time. Well, we went through that scenario in Vietnam, and it were lies from the military, and they're now saying the same lies.